Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Babette in Texas is calling in with a flooring question. What can we do for you?
I wanted to find out what information you have on Allure flooring and the durability and cost effectiveness of doing it yourself.
Okay.
Well, the cost effectiveness of doing it yourself is the easy part, because certainly it is a do-it-yourself project. If you don't have, it doesn't require a whole lot of skills. Some of it cuts basically with a razor knife. So it's not a hard project to install.
Now, Allure manufactures a couple of different kinds of flooring. One is like a planking style that would be almost similar to a laminate that floats, and the other is it's called Traffic Master, I think, and it's a stick-down vinyl. Which one were you looking at?
The first one.
Not the stick-down vinyl?
No.
Okay.
The one that we saw with the display kind of slide together and they float.
Right. Yeah, and a lot of floors do that today. I mean, laminate floors do it, have done it for quite a while now. And it's a fine way to install a floor. You need to leave a bit of a gap around the outside of the room, which you cover with molding. But it works quite well. The reviews online, though, are mixed. I mean, there's people that love it, and there's people that hate it. It's a very affordably priced product. So,
yeah, I think it ranges from like $1 to $360 a square.
So, I mean, I think it's probably a good value for the money.
Okay, especially we're going to eventually make the house a rental home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We weren't real thrilled about investing the money on carpet.
Yeah.
Because things happen with carpet you can't fix.
Right.
Of course.
Well, I got to tell you, if it's a rental home and you want something that's really going to be durable, I would probably lean towards laminate.
Okay.
I think laminate floor is going to be a lot more durable, especially if you get a commercial grade laminate. I'd spend a little bit more money now and have that something that's super durable that can really take the spills and the scuffs and the furniture being dragged across it without tearing. You know, Lumber Liquidators is a really good place to shop for that. They've got a big selection.
A huge variety of price points as well.
And very good quality product as well.
Lumber Liquidators?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you can even shop online, or you can find a store near you, lumberliquidators.com. They've been a sponsor of ours now for about a year. And we've had their expert president on, Tom Sullivan, a number of times. Very knowledgeable people. I learned a lot about flooring that I didn't know by talking with them. So I'm a fan.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.